whenever I think of the birth of Yaakov and Esav, so I always like imagine like the following scene. I mean, think about it. Okay, you know, Rivka and Yitzchak, after years of marriage, and they're davening, and Rivka's going to be like the mother of Klal Yisrael. Mother of Klal Yisrael. And finally, the contractions, I don't know if you guys know what that is, but like these, kind of like the worst pain when they're like, come on, one more time, you know? And it's like, you're almost there. Okay, but it's just in a little bit of a more difficult area of the body. And the doctor, you know, is going to have to come take care of this one. And Yitzchak's like, okay, dear, we're not going to do this at home. So they call the camel cab company, that's CCC, I think you'll see it up on the chart Wednesday night, and the camel cab, and Yitzchak's, because Avraham Avinu was still alive, I believe, right, at that point, only, okay, good. So they're like, yo, Ta, I think we should say Tehillim. He's like, Dovah HaMelech's not born yet, there is no Tehillim. And anyway, so, you know, they get on the camels, going to the hospital, I can't imagine what that looks like. She's like, can't we just do this at home? And she's like, no. We're not doing this at home. Anyway, so they get the doctor and the midwife, and they're like, come on, just one more push. And there, Yitzchak is mamish, with Avraham Avinu mamish in the Shamayim, davening. One more push, come on, it's coming, come on. You can imagine. Rivka knows she's going to have the Shvatim come out of her. She knows that. She knows that she's the future of Klal Yisrael. Somehow she's... And they're like, one more push. It's coming. Mazel tov, it's a beast. Oh my gosh. This blob of fur. Red, furry, fur. Ah, Baruch Hashem. Another one comes holding the egg. Great. Okay. Can imagine. And Esav doesn't stop there. We know that was just the beginning of his little fuzzball experience in this world. You know, later on in the parsha, when Yaakov, you know, Rivka tells Yaakov, we gotta get these brachas. So Yaakov says, Ma, there's a little bit of a problem here. And she's like, what, son? He's like, Ma, he's kind of like furry, and I'm smooth. You know, the pasuk says, Ulai, Shani, Alvi, he says, and I'm an, you know, he's an Ish Sawyer, he's a hairy guy, I'm an Ish Cholak, I'm smooth. And what does she answer back? No problem. What should we do? Let's get the goat skins, and we'll put it on your arms. Now, I have sat next to people on buses, on planes. That's gross. That he's just goat skin is, that's not normal. Now, no one ever thought Esav was normal. It's true. But that is gross. That is grossly not normal. Now, even if you'll learn that, anybody know at that point by the brachas, how old was Esav and Yaakov? They were twins. Duh. Okay. How old were they? Does anybody know? 63. Yeah. We don't know how long from the time that this story happened till they actually left, but at 63 they left. So even if it was like a few months, a year, I have no idea. But they were definitely low 60s. Now, 60-year-olds... it doesn't make any sense. That's really just hairy, fuzzy, beastly, grossly, if that's a good English word. It's just disgusting. Now, it can't be a coincidence that, you know, the way he's kind of fuzzy, we'll call it, like later in life at 60 years old and, you know, earlier in life. Like, why would the Torah describe that early in life he's like so hairy? And don't tell me, oh yeah, it's very important to know that the guy hit puberty early, he was like a real man. It's got to be, if the Torah from the beginning of the introduction of Esav is describing it, and that contrast with Yaakov Avinu, it has to be l'chayra for a very important reason. Does anybody know how Velcro was invented? Does anybody know how Velcro was invented? Well, let me tell you. There was this guy who was very lazy, and he kept tripping down the stairs, and he's like, I hate this shoelace thing. It happens to be that my son, I have one of my boys, I get a phone call. It was during lunch. I was home. And I get a phone call that your son, someone needs to pick him up and his teeth. So I was like, what do you mean? Like, well, at least one of them. We can't find the other one. It's like, yo, I'm going to kill that Rebbe, man. Anyway, so I brought the biggest belt buckle. But anyway, what happened? You know, it really happened. My son was walking down the stairs in Cheder in school, and he tripped. He didn't tie his shoelaces. When we took him to the dentist, we found one of the teeth. Now, baby teeth, before they're supposed to come out, still have the roots. The tooth was seriously this long. It's like, you ever get like a corona test? Or like, up the, that's how far up these teeth must have gone to my son's brain. Baruch Hashem, I think all the brains were still there. But anyway, so we took to a dentist to see maybe he could get that tooth put back in, because it was really about that long. You guys are just listening. It was really big. Anyway, so the dentist said to us the following. It's amazing. I could not have done a better job. We were worried that there was gum damage. I'm like, brain damage, gum damage. But anyway, so he said, I could not have done a better job pulling those teeth out. I couldn't have done it. So Baruch Hashem was okay. I was just telling you that because that is not the reason why Velcro was created. That was just to kill 30 seconds. Anyway, but the way Velcro was created was a guy who liked hiking. And he was very amazed that after he finished hikes in certain places, on his pants, his socks, for British people, trousers. Thank you. You're welcome. Only the British guys know what I meant just now. Anyway, so on his trousers and his socks and his shoelaces, he always had these, like, you know, these little bally, like, prickly thingies that when you touch them, they don't hurt, but they're stuck. And like, you've got to get them off, and then they're stuck on your shirt and your jacket. And he's like, what is this? It's so cool. This is the Bemis. This is how it was. I think he sold the idea to 3M. I think so. But anyway, so he examined them. And he saw that the fuzzier, the furrier the material was, that's why his shoelaces is like crazy, and socks. There's these little like things that kind of turn. They're not sharp, but they have a little turn to them if you look at them very closely, if you're bored, second Seder. And it kind of gets stuck. And the fuzzier it is, the furrier it is, and Hashem did it so that it gets stuck on the animal's fur and get carried, and it plants the seeds in other places if you care about the economy, the ecology and things like that. But the fuzzier it is, the more it gets caught up. And l'chayra, that's, you could say, shot in Esav. The Torah is telling you what Esav's issue was. Esav was an ish sawyer. He was just hairy. To the degree that it's literally like an animal. That's how hairy. And there's an amazing diak in the pasuk. And the pasuk says that they were little kids, and then they grew up. V'yigdul hana'arim, v'hi Esav ish yodea tzaid, ish sadeh. It says that Esav was a man who knew hunting, ish sadeh, a man of the field. But if you keep reading the pasuk of Yaakov, Ish Tam Yoshev Olim. By Yaakov Avinu, it also says two things, just like by Esav. Esav, it says, Yodeat Sayed, and it says he's an Ishadeh. By Yaakov Avinu, it says two things. Ish Tam Yoshev Olim. But there's a kasha. Because it says Esav was an Ish Yodeat Sayed, Ish Sadeh. On each of the two things, it says the word Ish. Ish Yodeat Sayed, Ish Sadeh. But by Yaakov Avinu, it says, V'Yaakov Ish Tam Yoshev Olim. On his two things, it just says Ish once. And it doesn't make any sense, really, the truth is, by Esav. He's the same guy. He's an Ish Yodeat Sayed, Basade. Where else do you hunt? So, it's a good kasha on the pasuk. Why say Ish twice? So I think I'll be remez. I think we can say pshat, like what we just said. Esav was an Ish, and the Sifsei Chachama makes the diuk, and that's how he learns, that's why Rashi learns, Yodeat Sayed doesn't mean hunting. Yodeat Sayed means he tricks people, you know? Like he fools his dad, yo, yeah, I'm such a masmid, yeah, I'm a big tzaddik, you know? I hope you don't know. Anyway, but the diuk is, what's the Yodeat Sayed? It's an Ish Sayed. A man who hunts is Sade. And why do you say Ish twice? But according to what we said, you could say a remez. He's an Ish that's Yodea Sayed. He's a man who knows what it means to get caught. He knows what it means to be trapped, what it means to get caught up. You know why? Because he's an Ish Sade. Because where does he hang out? He hangs out there. But Yaakov Avinu, he's an Ish Tam, Yoshev Olam. That's who he is. Life is simple, man. You just done a base medrash. That's it. If you run around the world and you run on the outside, you get caught up. There's such a beautiful, beautiful Rashi in Shabbos, Lamed Aleph. You come over there, it's well known that when you die, there's certain questions that they ask you. Everybody knows that Gemara. You've heard that Gemara before. When you die, you get up to Bez and Shemaila or whatever, and they ask you questions. Anybody know any of the questions they ask you? You've never been dead before, I see. Anyway, well, some of you. Anyway, what are some of the questions they ask you? Huh? Huh? Good. What else? Business. Good. Again, I want to hear that again. I just wanted to have an excuse to do that. One of the questions everyone knows is Kavata Ita Batoira. Now, that's a very, very difficult art scroll translation. Kavata, you set or you established. Itim, times for Torah. Well, it doesn't ask you, did you learn Torah? Doesn't even say that, does it? It's just an interesting thing. So I'm going to tell you the Rashi in a minute. But it's not in the words. That's why you need a Rashi on that one for sure. It should have been a no-brainer. Did you learn every day? What do I need a Rashi for at all on that one? The Sadat Be'emuna, the honest, you know, the piece of the Yeshua, different things. Okay, what does that mean exactly? But did you learn every day? You don't need a Rashi for that. That's a simple one. We'll get back to the Rashi. I'm going to tell you a story about a friend of mine. He told me this a few years ago. Now, this friend, Baruch Hashem, he is quite affluent. Does anyone know what that means? Okay, never mind. Anyway, he's got a lot of mucho dinero. He balls, man, okay? Anyway, so he loves to come to Eretz Yisrael 4 or 5 times a year. I'm not exaggerating. It's very painful, the whole corona situation. He can't just come and go as he wants. But anyway, he told me a few years back, he said, I'm so upset. I said, what? Business is not good, this, that. He said, no. Now there's Wi-Fi on the plane. I don't know, you know, what it costs to do the Wi-Fi on the plane. I have no idea. But he said, I'm so upset. I said, why? He said, because my business, I could do 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And if you think, what are you going to do on Shabbos? No problem. The back of the show, the middle of the show, the front of the show, your neighbor, you can talk to anybody. Jews have connections. It's no big deals. You remember your connection. You could talk, you could do business. And the type of business, I could do it all over the world. So once you have technology, you're good. Every market is always open somewhere, and a connection here, a connection there. No problem. He said, the only time I ever had that just, I had some time just to think, was on my way to Eretz Yisrael for 9-10 hours, whatever it is, and on my way back from Eretz Yisrael. And it just put me in a good place. And he flies 4 or 5 times a year. He says that now there's an Nisayan even on the plane for me. Rashi says, why is it important to be kavat itam b'toira? The fish adam tzorech l'sasech b'derech eretz. A person, guys, it is a mitzvah to get married. It's a mitzvah to have a parnasa. It's a mitzvah to have children. It's a mitzvah to be a good neighbor. A person has derech eretz, and he's tzorech l'sasech b'derech eretz. Shemein derech eretz ain't Torah. Hutzuch l'kfoya itim l'Torah. You have to have a set time for Torah. Dover kotzuv, a set amount. Shelo yimoshech kol hayoyim l'derech eretz. That you won't get sucked in to the whirlpool of the world around you. If you have Torah set in your life every day, it doesn't make a difference what you'll be doing the rest of the day. Chas v'shalom averus, we don't mean that. But you won't get caught up. You won't get stuck. You'll be focused. Yaakov Avinu, if you think about him, Yaakov Avinu, we know, is the Amud of Torah. It's the Amud of Torah. We know Avram Avinu is Chesed, Avinu is Chasadim, Yitzchak is Avoida, he's the Korban, he's the Avoida, and Yaakov Avinu is Amud of Torah. Yaakov Avinu's name was changed. What was Yaakov Avinu's name changed to? Yisrael. Yisrael is Yosher Kale, straight to Hashem. It is not a coincidence that he is the Ish Cholak. He is smooth. Anybody know what aerodynamic is? They test cars. That new car that they just put out, how fast did that thing go? 300 and how fast? You guys don't know this? Baruch Hashem, they're learning Torah in Yeshiva. The fastest speed of a street car, they just broke the record. 530-something kilometers an hour. I forgot how many miles an hour. The guy, 300-something, I remember, 300-something miles an hour. Anyway, when they test these cars, you ever watch a test? It's amazing. They have these fans. They have like a type of powder or something. And it like, besides for the thing that keeps the car grounded, that it won't lift off the ground, it's perfectly smooth. It cuts straight through. If not, it wouldn't be able to go that fast. Yaakov Avinu was Yosher Kale. How is he Yosher Kale? Because he's the Amud of Torah. Yaakov Avinu, guys, he's got more wives than anybody. How many wives did he have? It's Hashem, you'll get there in the next parshas. How many wives? 4. How many kids?
13.
Huh? 12 boys. Yeah, he's got the Shvatim. 12 boys. How many years did he work by the biggest crook? This is a rough one, guys. Get ready for Rabbi Gordon's going to have a Ner L'Maor. You got to get know this stuff. 20 years. 7, which is 14 plus 6 is? Never mind. Okay. 20. 20, and then 2 years back. And who is he dealing with in his life? Esav, Lavan. He's the Amud of Torah. He's the Amud of Torah. He's got all the issues. 4 wives. You know what kind of credit card bill that is? I'm joking. 4 wives. 12 sons. Lavan, Esav. 20 years working. And he's the Amud of Torah? Yeah. Because of your Yosher Kale. If you have Torah in your life, that's tough. You know how to deal with it. But Esav was hairy. He's the Yodea Tzayid Ish Sada, because he's the Ish Sada, that's why. He just gets caught up. That's all. And if you don't have Torah as the Iker Nakuda of my life, you lose focus. Koveya Ita means this doesn't move because there's nothing more important. Everything else you have to do. It's a mitzvah, everything else. It's life. I mean, Derech Eretz ain't Torah, it's true. But there's nothing besides being Yasher Kel. The only way to do that is if every single day you make sure that never moves. I'll tell you the truth. It's okay, it doesn't get posted anyway, so it doesn't matter. Town is great. It's anybody that tells you town is stupid never went to town, obviously. Entertainment, great. Great. Girls are great. The Shuk is really great. Tubi is terrible. Terribly great. It's great. It's great. I would know because the Hechsher is not good, but have Rabbi, we're going to take off Trumas and Mishas and then bury the bottle. Okay. There's a tremendous amount, Lemaisa, in Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim, HaKodesh, there's a tremendous amount for the Sada, for the outside world to offer. And if a person wants to take advantage of it, he could decide to get caught up. He could. He could. You want to be an Isada? You become an Isada. You'll be your day outside. You'll know what it means to be trapped in life. And it doesn't just last this year. It lasts the next year and the year after that and the year after that. People who want to be those people to be out in the Isada, bakasha. Feel free to stay caught up in your life. But if a person wants to be an Ish Tam, an Ish Cholak, you know what Tam means? Tam means very simple. Trust me, Yaakov Avinu was extremely complex. But it was smooth. It's smooth. You just learn Torah, you do mitzvahs, and you care about what Bar Yoelim wants. You're Yasher Kale. If you're Yosef Oholim, then even when you're not able to be in the walls of a yeshiva, but you know what it means that there's nothing more important than Torah and mitzvahs. And then everything you do in life, you don't get caught up. Anywhere you go in life, you don't get caught up. A person doesn't know how long he'll be able to be in yeshiva. Doesn't know. Nobody knows anything. And a person needs to try and take advantage. You always will have time for town. You will always have time for town. You will always have time for town. You will always have time for town. That could be any time in your life. The outside world, the Sada, never ends. But a person's ability to be Yoishev Oholim, a person's ability to find out who he is, what does it mean that I'm an Eved of Hashem, to be part of Klal Yisrael? Am I part of Klal Yisrael? Am I part of the people that are Yasher Kel? That's only if you take advantage of your time when you're in yeshiva. And you don't lose out. Four wives, plenty of kids, plenty of money, and he comes back next week's parsha, Sholem, he's complete. 2 weeks parsha. Esav's the one who goes back to Har Seir. He goes back to Seir. The same hairy guy he was when he was born. That little baby that never grew up. And you know why? Because he decided to go out there and get caught up. Because Baruch Hu should give us all Siyata D'Shmaya. That we should use our time well in yeshiva to know what it means to be part of Klal Yisrael. To know what it means to have a beautiful, simple life. of just living, trying to get Yosher Kel straight to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in everything that we do. Amen.